Good morning, everyone. Shout out to the early morning crew who tuned in a couple minutes early and might have heard a special song just now, Scab by A.R. Kane. My name's Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am graduating from college in like 5 days or something, so this is my last regularly scheduled radio show for a very long time, if maybe ever. And I have constructed a set today of some of my favorites throughout college, some songs that helped me through, and some songs I love very much, and some songs I've been listening to lately. I had to start it off with A.R. Kane, because that is a band, and that album, 69, is a classic favorite of mine. It's been a crazy 4 years here at WMFO. Really, 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 really appreciate what this station has allowed me to do, and the opportunities that it's granted for me to play my music on the air and to get it all out there. I've been a pretty regular host for these last couple years, and you know, I may come in here and there in the future because I will be in the area, but don't expect me regularly. Anyway, our song that we're listening to right now is Lil Jem by Palmistry. Classic to me. I really love Palmistry. I love the work he did with Triad God. All of that's been very instrumental to me during my time in college. After this, though, we have another very special song, 578-521 by Jesse Lanza, which I threw on here because not only is it from one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite albums, Pull My Hair Back, but I also played it on my first ever radio show back in the day when my show was called The Midwestern Nice Radio Show. I put that on my very first set, so, you know, full circle, something like that. Anyway, I'll let the music speak for itself. I'll be back on the mic to talk for a bit, but enjoy the next hour of music. Love y'all.
Treat you right, unless you come inside.
was 5, 7, 8, 50, 2, 1 by Jesse Lanza. Absolute classic. Highly recommend Pull My Hair Back. An incredible album. Next up, we have a very special song. Apollo Throwdown Star Slinger remix by The Go Team. I played this song a lot when I was a freshman. It was like, I discovered it and it was just the best song ever to me. And it's still a really great one. I hope you enjoy. And after that, we have another classic, August is an Angel by E Prime. Enjoy.
Thank you. Got a face of one, face of one. Can we feel my bone? Can I carry you? In the face of one. Can we feel my bone? Can I carry you? Can we build my bones? Can I carry you? Can we build my bones? In the face of one. Can I carry you? In the face of one. Now we set the tone, intercept the drones. A path I follow, I will offroad. I was meant to blow, but rather I implode. Never mind, I dissolve, never saw them blow. I ain't let them go, talking to my soul. Can I face the void, can we feel my cold?
No.
This song was DMZ by Nazar from the record Demilitarized, which was my favorite album of last year. And sort of, I don't know, it was a very helpful album for the time in my life in which it dropped. And I feel like it went on to color a lot of my experiences following it. Anyways, before that, we had August is an Angel by E Prime, a really beautiful song that I've shared with a lot of people that I've loved during the last couple years. Real favorite of mine, and I just feel like it's one of those ones that I want to reach as many ears as possible because it's that good. After this, we have 265 by John Eno from the record 40, which came out in 2024. I was a sophomore. It was about 2 years ago, close to this day probably. May of 2024 when it dropped, and I played it on repeat. Might have been April, I don't know. But I played it on repeat for like 2 days straight, maybe three. I didn't listen to anything else. Anyways, this is one of my favorites from it, 265, again by John Eno, great British rapper.
Yeah. Cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. Yeah. I took a lamb to the opposite side of Craven Cottage twice, just to tell you mine. Exchanging star signs on a half belief that we'd intertwine. One Aperol spritz and two martinis to your own demise. At least tell me a lie. But it's you, he didn't wanna let me fly. It's not my fault, he brought out the brick on the passenger side. I was just playing with blocks on the iPhone 5. I saw evil, been evil and turned eye. You saw people and wanted to be just like, I had to draw the line. From balancing scales and telling tales, I was in the fenders, back in the bells. Back in the day, didn't even wish me a 40, but it all went well. He was banging off life in Hell Track 1. It's just me and this being and nobody else but one. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side.
I was cutting through ends on a 468. I text your phone, open the door, it's late. Even though I got the key, got drawers and apes. Till I got the fees, it's fortune, fate. Yeah, I got a Moorish taste, now I'm sipping it straight. Got bored of chase, pouring ace in a plastic cup with a top drop, trying to ignore the jace. Night into dawn, it fades. Orange sky, smoking morning haze. Night into dawn, it fades. Orange sky, smoking morning haze. On its course of phase, shades on, but I caught a gaze. Torn a page, goat walk on a lawn at graze. I gotta float more, I can't court a case. This shit boat talk, man, I was born away.
I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side. I'm cutting through yours on the 265. The 72 was a come between. If I pop anymore, I might see your side.
All right. I've allotted right now to be the very special time in every great radio show where I read a PSA, because even though it's my last show, I still got to do it. So I'm going to go with a classic. This one's about fresh fruit. And yeah, looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them, plus their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. That's a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Tufts, Medford. Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. Yeah, so I had... That last song was A Healthy Reaction by Cuneiform Tabs, a really great record. I don't know. That came out 2024, and that's also among my favorites of 2024, alongside 40 by John Eno and Leave Another Day by Milan W, which we'll be playing a cut from before too long. Yeah, I don't know. It's a really, really interesting album and one that struck me very hard during a really exciting period in my life, I feel. And then I'm talking over this one right now, Devotion by CS and Cream. I feel comfortable talking over it because I've probably played it like 3 or 4 times across the last school year of being on the radio, because it's just the first couple CS and Cream EPs really struck me in the last year. They're a great Australian electronic duo who I really can't recommend their early stuff especially enough. I guess we'll do a little bit of talking and thinking. It's really crazy that we're at 11:30 and that's halfway through my final regularly scheduled set here on WMFO Radio. I do plan to be around a little bit in the future, so yeah, I might pull up every now and again, but I don't see myself having a regular show because I'll be living a little further away than I have in the past. But yeah, I don't know. Huge shout out to WMFO. Great group, great club, one of the coolest services that Tufts offers. Shout out to Melisma Music Magazine while I'm at it. I put a lot of heart and soul and love into that club while at school. And I met a lot of really excellent people who exist in the WMFO space as well. So I'll certainly be tuning in the future. I don't know. It's funny. But I suppose I can talk a little bit about the next couple songs while this plays. Next up we have Well Bucket by ML Book from the record Sun Tub, which I also consider among the finest albums of the 2020s thus far. Definitely sits in a similar space to a lot of the stuff I've been playing today, and a lot of the stuff I've been into throughout college. I don't know, it's funny, in the last couple years I think I've really I really started to develop a bit of a sense of like new and interesting guitar music that I like to call Moincore, after the band Moin, who I'll be playing some of later, of course. And I think ML Book fits right into that, as does Milan W, who I'll be playing after that. Once again, Leave Another Day from 2024. That was probably my favorite album that year. I don't know. A lot of really great music in the last couple years. I'm glad that I've been in a place to share it with others. I'm glad I've had people in my life who I've been able to share it with, and I'm glad I've had a radio station to broadcast it from. So yeah, I don't know, I guess I'll let those play and I'll get back to it before too long. We're running a little bit low on songs, not too low, but we'll keep it rocking for another half hour and see where we're at. Thank you.
ancestors to look down and look up their noses to their eyeballs. Wipe off your tears with this flesh rag, wrench it in this flesh bag.
All those.
let's just talk for a minute, shall we? That last song was Blue Heron by Milan W. Before that, we had Well Bucket by ML Book. Right now, we have Sassy by Joanne Robertson and Dean Blunt playing. All three from some kind of relatively canonical works, I would say, in the last couple years. Sassy, the song from the record Backstage Raver, was a real favorite of mine last summer. And I could see it returning to the rotation this summer, too. And Leave Another Day by Milan W. was, again, one of the most, I think, impactful and influential albums to me over the last few years. I think it helped me through a lot. I saw Milan W. live while I was abroad in Europe, and that was a really special show. Yeah, I don't know. Lots of great music in my time at college, needless to say. After this, we have another really special song from one of the most, a very, very, very special record to me. This is All Weekend by Cindy from the record Swan Lake. Really, once again, very, very special. Special band, special record.
The last of your After my first few sentences, there was silence. Then he hung up. Hello, I said, and even faster. He hung up. Hello, I asked, is there anything wrong? No sooner than I'd said that. I'd been too demanding in the first phone call. I dialed again. Hello, I said, and even faster. He hung up. I'd been too demanding in the first phone call. I dialed again. Hello, I said, and even faster. He hung up. He hung up.
That was Hung Up by Moyne. Before that, we had All Weekend by Cindy. And now we have Shinzo no Tobira by Mariah, a favorite of mine lately. Hung Up by Moyne is one of my favorite songs ever from the record Paste, which I consider one of the finest of the decade thus far. And this song, Shinzo no Tobira by Mariah, is my second to last song. I'll be back on the mic in a moment. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening today. My name is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. That was Shinzo no Tobira by Mariah. And we have one last song today, Star Anise by Jonine from the record Southside Girl, another one of my favorite releases of the last couple years. Thank you guys all for listening today. Thank you all so much. Thank you for listening at any point over the last couple years. I'm going to miss WMFO a whole lot. And like I said, I'll still be around, but, you know, it won't be the same. Again, thank you all for so many great installments of what was once the Midwestern Nice Radio Show and is now the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. If you're listening, I hope you have an amazing day. And if you're not listening, I hope you also have an amazing day. Thank you all so much. This is Star Anise by Jonine from the record Southside Girl. Oh.